One week ago, David Hogg was huddled in a closet with other seniors at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School.
So right now we're in a school. An active shooter. It's not a drill. And I heard one gunshot. And we thought it was a drill initially, but it's not.
David pulled out his phone to film himself and fellow classmates as they hid from alleged shooter Nicholas Cruz. At one point, he turned his phone on classmate Isabel Robinson.
I really don't think there's anything new to say, but there shouldn't have to be, because if you looked around this closet and saw everyone just hiding together, you would know that this shouldn't be happening anymore and that it doesn't deserve to happen to anyone.
Student Isabel Robinson in the middle of an assault from a shooter at her school. Now, in the week following the mass shooting that killed 17 people at Stoneman Douglas High, grief for some has turned into protest and a demand for action on guns, on making schools safer.
Justice for Douglas! Justice for Douglas! Justice for Douglas!
That's a student walkout at South Broward High School near Stoneman Douglas in Florida last Friday. An analysis in the Washington Post finds that 150,000 Americans have experienced a school shooting firsthand since the one at Columbine High School in Colorado in 1999. Now, students are protesting and demanding action from lawmakers. How far will it go? I'm Todd Zwillick, and this is The Takeaway. I'm joined now by two students involved in protests and political action since last week's shooting in Florida. Ryan Deitch is a senior and a student journalist at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. He's currently in Tallahassee with other students advocating for gun control at the Florida State Capitol. Ryan, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Jaylen Kennedy is also here. She's a senior and class president of Coral Glades High School, about 10 minutes away from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas. She's also organizing students on her campus. Jaylen, thanks for being here as well.
Thank you for having me.
Ryan, let me start with you because you're in Tallahassee right now. Students at your school are beginning to organize. You're in the middle of it. What are some of your planned actions?
Well, right now we are in Tallahassee, so it's a long way away from home. But we're here just to speak to our state legislature, see if we can change their minds, especially after that vote yesterday. Basically, the state legislature had a vote, I believe it was a ban on assault rifles, which is a bit of a stretch, especially with the divisiveness that they put into this issue. And it was voted down in committee by, I believe, nearly every Republican, but I would need to be fact-checked on that.
Ryan, I can hear some excitement in your voice, and it sounds like urgency, and it sounds like maybe a little bit of anger, too. I'm not sure. I wonder how you're feeling about your action right now. You certainly sound like you're looking for results, and you're looking for them quickly.
I mean, this has to be done quickly because it hasn't happened yet. It's been way too long already where these laws have been either in place or nothing's been in place to make sure that people can stay safe, that people wouldn't have to think about where they're going and if they'll be able to come home after it, especially if it's something as simple as school.
Jaylen, you go to school about 10 minutes away from where Ryan goes to school. You're starting to organize on your campus as well. Talk about your organization and some of your goals.
Well, first off, we are all doing a countywide walkout today. The plan is to walk over to Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, as well as on March 9th, we're conducting a formal march between our whole entire school, where we're going to leave the school at around 12 o'clock, go out to the track and field and just walk around the track for as long as we can, just protesting and marching and getting the word out to everyone and making sure they can hear us.
And Jaylen, do you have specific goals, specific changes, specific bills that you want to see passed at this point?
Just like yesterday, when they sat with the Senate and talked about passing the law for the assault rifles, I definitely want to see that go somewhere. It was definitely very devastating to watch the video and also see that the Douglas students were sitting right there, and for so many people to just turn it down, knowing that they're sitting right there and they were just traumatized by this exact weapon. I believe that it was just it was mind-boggling. I couldn't believe it.
Ryan, do you remember the moment when it went from despair to action when you decided to do something and what those thoughts were?
I'd say I definitely turned it around from just being sad to trying to do something when I heard about the Saturday courthouse protest, and I was ready to go there. I said, you know what? I gotta go. Like, I'm not doing anything else. This is the most important thing that we can fight for right now. And I just thought, like, at the very least, I'm another person in that crowd just trying to spread the word about the movement, spread the word about what we're trying to do, and hope that we don't alienate everybody and that people start coming on our side.
Jaylene, I'm interested in the same question for you. At what moment after you heard about the shooting, you and your fellow students at Coral Glades decided to turn from sadness to action?
I definitely would say we definitely waited to let the Douglas people start their stuff first, because, I mean, it is a terrible situation. So we don't want to push anything on them. We don't want to make them feel uncomfortable. We don't want to make them feel vulnerable. So we definitely waited, and then we went along and joined them, because, I mean, Douglas is home. They're our brothers and sisters. We're definitely going to fight for them no matter what it is.
So, Ryan, you're in the middle of organizing and you're in Tallahassee. Look, there's a hot debate in this country over guns. It's a divided country, and I imagine that students at your school have different opinions on guns, too. Have any students expressed those differences? Are they reflected still in the actions that you're taking? Do you have students who have said to you, slow down or don't take the type of action that you are?
There have been people out there. I don't know how many actual students, but definitely people trying to stop us or slow us down. But all you got to think is that this keeps happening, and you got to change something so that this doesn't have to happen again, that innocent lives do not have to be lost for next to no reason.
So, Ryan, what's satisfactory to you? What's going to be a result in a legislature, either in Florida or nationwide, that makes you feel like some progress has come out of this terrible tragedy?
Well, I mean, some progress would definitely be any of the solutions that a lot of people have been putting forward. The idea of universal background checks, maybe the restrictions on bump stocks, and just anything that would has a person, a civilian out there using these semi-automatic weapons and these machines of death just to dole it out on their fellow man. And they should not be allowed to do that if that is their sole intent of owning a firearm.
President Trump announced yesterday that he was directing the Justice Department to regulate bump stocks and essentially ban them. Were you encouraged by that?
I'm not encouraged by anything the president says, as I have not seen him do anything but golf in the rain.
And still an announcement that the Department of Justice is supposed to move to ban these bump stocks. You don't think the president is likely to follow through?
I'd like to believe the president is going to follow through, but like how the whole country is watching for this, I'm watching for him to do something.
Ryan, you're in Tallahassee today. There are some signs that this movement is starting to spread well outside Florida. There's a national school walkout scheduled for March 14th, about 3 weeks away, a little more than 3 weeks away. Do you have a sense that there's a national movement growing among students? What have you heard?
By all means, there's a national movement growing. We're trying to work with people to organize, as I'm a part of the Never Again MSD group, and they are running the March for Our Lives and on Washington. So, I mean, if we're going to Washington, of course, this extends across, like, way beyond Florida, because this is not just a state issue. It is a national issue that this keeps happening anywhere and everywhere across our country, and it has to stop.
Jaylene, I want to ask you the same question, that there are signs that this movement is spreading outside of Florida. We'll see in the next few weeks whether it's a movement that really gains momentum and can really put some pressure on powerful people to make changes that they have been unwilling to make for years in this country. What do you think?
I personally think that this is definitely going to spread nationally, because I think that us being 17, 18, 19, 15, 16 years old, knowing how to use our voice, knowing how to speak up, knowing how to use social media, having a lot of knowledge from not just social media, but like Ryan said, the news, watching the news, being assigned to watch the news by some of our teachers. I know I definitely am. So I learn a lot by watching it. And I definitely think that we cannot be silenced because we know so much. I believe that the kids from Sandy Hook they didn't really have much of a voice at the time because they were so young. So we didn't really hear from them, but we just heard from their parents and their teachers. And then it died down and we don't really talk about it as much anymore. Now we're dealing with a group of almost adults who have seen the corrupt system for the past, for their whole entire life, they've seen the corrupt system. So we want change. And honestly, if I'm being 100% realistic, I don't think that we're going to get that full change that we want until we're up in those seats, until we take those positions, until we're able to actually voice our opinion from the White House or from Congress or from the senators or anything like that. Because these guys, they don't understand. It seems like they don't understand what's going on in our world. I feel like for now, all we're going to have to do is just be loud, make our voices heard until we have the chance to get up in that house and speak for the whole entire country.
Jaylene Kennedy, senior class president at Coral Glades High School in Florida. Jaylene, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And Ryan, before I let you go, you're in Tallahassee. Do you have a message for Governor Rick Scott? What do you think his record is on this issue?
Well, I know Rick Scott, for one, has been against a lot of the gun reform movements that have gone on. I know that he has voted out time and time again because simply the media coverage stops once that bill is voted. And whether yay or nay, people don't check around to see. They just assume something actually came out of it. But we know for a fact it has not. It's abhorrent to see that so many things you can get away with weapons of death. These are things that take away friends. These are things that take away neighbors just from pulling a trigger. And that is just beyond not only fear-inducing, it is just awful to say the least that people have to go to school thinking that this is what they have to deal with. That if they wear a certain colored shirt, that they will be found more by a school shooter. That they have to duck under their desks and practice for when they come. This isn't a school play where you have to practice in day in and day out to get a line right. You're trying to save your own life. And that is just not only sad, but it's just beyond belief at this point that our country chooses not to represent the people for who they are, living, breathing human beings.
Ryan, I appreciate you taking the time to join us today. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Ryan Deitch is a senior at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School.